and welcome inside the NovaCare Complex Studios for the first fantasy spin of the 2015 season. The preseason has come and gone, and now we are ready to talk fantasy football. So for that, I am joined via Skype by Joe Dolan, managing editor of FantasyGuru.com. Joe, great to have you back. Hope you had a great offseason. Let's jump right into it here. We're looking at Eagles-Falcons, the Monday night opener. Which Eagle are you looking at here in week one?
You know, it's funny. With this offense with Chip Kelly, I had this discussion with Fran Duffy from the Eagles website, and we were just talking, who should I really focus on? And we came to one conclusion. This team's going to score a lot of points. It's going to gain a lot of yards. So we're going with Sam Bradford this week. I think he's the standout Eagle. Atlanta should have improved defense with Dan Quinn there, but they're going to be playing that Seattle cover three. They're learning a new system. I think the Eagles are going to be able to attack across the middle of the field and down the field. I think it's going to be a big day for Sam Bradford. If I drafted Bradford, if I was aggressive in going and getting his upside in my fantasy drafts, I would have absolutely no problem with starting him this week.
I know some people are very high on Bradford, seen him going high in a couple of drafts. We'll see how things shake out on Monday night. Now, as for a surprise start, you're going with a wide receiver from the NFC West, a guy that Eagles fans may remember from last season, had a big game against the Eagles late in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, it's John Brown of the Arizona Cardinals, and he's been one of my favorite mid-round receivers to draft this year, kind of the 7th, 8th, 9th round type of guy. But going up against the New Orleans Saints without cornerback Keenan Lewis, I think Carson Palmer is going to be very excited to kind of push the ball down the field. I would be very, very happy with John Brown as my number 3 receiver, maybe a flex in a deeper league, or as a cheap option in daily lineups. I think he's going to be somebody who's you're going to be able to get a lot of points for a low cost. So John Brown is one of my favorite plays of the week.
Now, as for your surprise sit, you're really going to have to explain this one because Andrew Luck is a quarterback that a lot of people took very highly, possibly the first quarterback taken in a lot of fantasy drafts this year. Why are you skeptical about him heading into this opener?
Well, it's more of a philosophical question, and I am somebody who is very much against being the first guy in my league to take a quarterback. And I get yelled at for that. People are like, why wouldn't you take Andrew Luck? He has guaranteed points. But the same people, Alex, are asking me this week, should I sit Andrew Luck for Ryan Tannehill because Andrew Luck's going into Buffalo? Should I sit Andrew Luck for Carson Palmer? Should I sit Andrew Luck for Sam Bradford? And my point is, why'd you draft the guy in the first place? You told me there's these guaranteed points, but as you see, Andrew Luck going into Buffalo is not an appealing matchup. Buffalo beat the crap out of Aaron Rodgers in Buffalo last year. So you have to understand that when I'm telling you not to draft a quarterback early, this is the reason why. If I drafted Luck, I'm sleeping in that bet this week. I'm going to start him, understanding that it's a tough matchup. But you just got to understand that it's a weekly game, and sometimes there are better options out there even than the stud quarterbacks.
Now, Joe, a couple of other guys that you're keeping an eye on. You're looking at the running back position, specifically a pair of running backs here in the NFC East.
Yeah, Christian Michael, who the Cowboys just acquired in a trade from the Seattle Seahawks, almost certainly is going to be third on their depth chart, might not even be active in week one, week two, as he learns the system. But you can argue he's their most talented back. He's somebody, if I had a kind of a rotating bench spot, I added him to the back of my bench. One guy who I'm actually a lot higher on is Matt Jones of Washington. I think he fits what Jay Gruden wants to do in that run game. They want to run power, counter, trap. I think he fits that better than Alfred Morris. He had a better preseason than Alfred Morris. Matt Jones is a guy, if he is out there on my waiver wire, I am picking him up right now. I think there's a shot he is Washington's starting running back by midway through the season.
All right, well, that will wrap things up on the week one edition of Fantasy Spin here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. Our thanks to Joe Dolan. Be sure to follow Joel at FG_Dolan on Twitter or over at FantasyGuru.com. We'll see you next week on Fantasy Spin.